This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Got it. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live right now on our website, therealside.com. Check out our chat room and where you can join others and comment along with the show. So the insanity, the absolute insanity that's going on in D.C. after only, I don't know what, one day, 2 days, is absolutely unbelievable. They're already talking impeachment. They're not going to give a dime for the wall. They are talking about all kinds of things that are kind of opposite of what Democrats said when they were running. Some Democrats anyway. But they just keep on going. It's like they haven't been paying attention to all the good things that have been happening across the country with the jobs numbers, the economic growth. They just want to keep on slamming Trump instead of actually trying to work with him to prove to Americans and the people that voted for them that, hey, yeah, we can get something done. We don't have to be these partisan hacks that just want to fight and sort of try to prove a point. Nancy Pelosi had an interview the other day, and she said, well, in her robotic way, with her robotic hand movements, we're gonna build the wall. We're not gonna build a wall. We're gonna have border security, but there will be no wall. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. A wall is part of border security. No, it's not going to be an actual wall across the whole border. You can't even put a wall across the whole border, but there will be some type of fencing or some type of thing, physical object, to try to help deter people from going across the border illegally. Now, if walls didn't work, why do people have them around their homes? I'm sure Nancy Pelosi does. We know many of the wealthy people who are against the wall have walls around their homes with security gates. Why bother? Why not just have no gates around your house, no fencing around your house, and just let people walk on the grass and walk up to your front door anytime they want? Even if you don't want them there, or they don't belong there. I mean, the people that are the biggest experts on the wall and on the border are the Border Patrol. They are the people that are boots on the ground. Every day they're there. Every day they're the ones who are dealing with drug traffickers, human traffickers, cartels, people who actually need help. They're the ones who see everything that goes on at the border. They know better than anyone. Any of these experts, quote unquote, that the left keeps touting and saying, the experts say the wall doesn't work. How do we know? We've never done it. It was approved when Reagan was in office. It was supposed to be funded when Reagan was in office. And Congress, as usual, let the American people down. And as a result, we keep having people walk right over the border. We keep having these caravans of people coming here because they know that it's a big fight in the U.S. right now, and our immigration system is so incredibly dysfunctional that they can come across the border, get a court date, and disappear in a country of 330 million people, never to be seen or heard from again, especially if they don't break other laws, criminal laws. So we have a real problem, and we have a House majority of Democrats that don't want to help solve it. They just want to smash Trump. They just want to beat on Trump. No matter anything good he does, no matter if they at one point agreed with him, like Obama did, Hillary Clinton did, Bill Clinton did, Pelosi, Schumer, it doesn't matter. Because no matter what Trump does, they're just going to keep slamming him and going against him because they have created such an atmosphere of hatred amongst their supporters with the resist, quote unquote, that they can't kind of turn back now. They have ginned up such hatred among their own supporters that if they are to turn back now, they will lose their own supporters. They lie to these people. These people are nothing but sheep who believe anything they're told by Democrats. And so they've built up this mantra of seeking revenge and winning at all costs. It doesn't matter if it hurts American people, it hurts legal immigrants, it hurts even the illegals who are actually seeking asylum. Because that's what these people aren't even thinking about. It's the illegal immigration hurts Americans, it hurts legal immigrants, and it also hurts the illegal immigrants who try to come here, risk their lives, risk their children's lives, because they think they can just easily come in here. And they've been able to do that in the past. And it's been wrong every time. And neither party has done anything to stop it. Neither party has done anything to reform our immigration system. They've all sort of just swept it under the rug. It was Trump that brought it up during the last election, because this is a real issue that affects real people across the country. And really think about it. If you're a legal immigrant who came to this country, what does that say to you? It's a huge slap in the face that they're just want to let people cross the borders and freely get in, as opposed to doing it the right way. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll be back with Xander Gibb, and we're going to talk about some more current events and all the lunacy that's going on in D.C. right now, because there's a whole lot of it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. results. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on our website at therealside.com. And join us in there. We also have a chat room where you can chat along with other guests, people that are commenting on the show as it's live on the air. I am joined now by the Xander Gibb, who is a host of a weekly podcast, X-Rad Live. Xander, Happy New Year! I can't hear you. Apparently, I must be, something happened. Because I am connected and I am on and nothing is working. I'm not sure what's going on. I hope that you guys can hear me. Apparently you cannot. Oh, can you hear me? Sorry, you lost Xander. Sorry, I'm getting messages. Sorry, everyone who's listening. We lost Xander. I'm sure he'll be right back. But I've been talking, and you've been hearing me. I wasn't sure if anyone else was hearing me at all because I wasn't getting any feedback because we lost Xander. He will be back, I'm sure. He'll call back in. But in the meantime, I wanted to continue talking about the lunacy that's already happening in D.C. because it just seems to keep getting worse within only a couple of days. They're even talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. Now, I don't know how many of you out there listening are familiar with the Electoral College or why we have it, but one of the reasons we have it, or the main reason we have it, is so that every state has equal footing, excuse me, among the country. So, you know, if it all went by national popular vote, which is what some people, especially in the left, want to go for, the states that would have the highest populations would always win everything. They would always win every election. And so we would basically be ruled by New York, California, states like that. And we'd probably already have been destroyed by now because we'd be a communist country based on their politics. So that's one of the reasons we have the Electoral College. So every state can have an equal say, equal representation when it comes to the presidential election. And we're not just ruled by one set of people all the time because that wouldn't be a republic. Correct. You know, that wouldn't work out too well for anyone. It's good to have multiple types of representation in Congress. People are different, as we all know, from the East Coast to the left coast. People are different everywhere. So it's good to have, excuse me, people having different representation because it keeps holds people more accountable. Xander, are you there?
I am here.
Yay, we lost you. And we all know that I can't speak for too long because I'll lose my voice. So I'm glad you're back. And my computer froze up again, so I'm like, So I introduced you. You do your weekly podcast, X-Rad Live. And Happy New Year. First of all,
Happy New Year to you too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. My computer is not having a Happy New Year. I'm about to toss it out the window. But
mine too.
So, what do you think about the insanity that's already been going on in D.C. since the lunatics took over the asylum in the House?
Well, even just today with the signing in of the woman whose name is hard to pronounce and the things that she said about President Trump and doing the swearing in on the Quran, I mean, that kind of concerns me. In a Judeo-Christian country, why are elected representatives being sworn in over the Quran? I mean, what with this and Alexandria No Neocortex over there in New York, it is getting scary already. It really is.
It is, and it's interesting that the loudest people on the left are the biggest whack jobs. I really find that interesting.
Absolutely.
I could see if they had something realistic, factual, or good to say. I get that. But these people are just way out there, clueless, and don't know what they're talking about. And it's kind of scary that anyone thinks they're so great or so wonderful because of that. What is it? I think that says more about our society than it even says about them.
Well, I think that the Democrats are getting better drugs, clearly, because it's allowing them to be even more deluded. But when this kind of thing can go on in America, if that had been a Republican that had said that today, that would have been uproar. They would have been calling for their resignation. And this is this woman's first day, you know. And as well as all of this, the left needs to learn that in order to impeach a president, that there needs to be a reason. You know, otherwise Barack Obama would have been gone on day one.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. That's one of the things that really kind of disturbs me about everything that's going on, is these people clearly don't know what they're talking about. They don't know the laws, yet they're lawmakers. They don't know history, yet they are the ones who are supposed to move the country forward. And you can't move forward if you don't learn mistakes from the past. And they're now in control of the House. Thank God, only the House.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the good thing about all of this is that, you know, you give a fool a position of power, and someone that doesn't know what they're doing, quite quickly, you actually see how bad they are at what they do. And I just hope it's not to the detriment of the United States. But I think that after a few months, they will be begging for the Republicans to take over the House again. Because ultimately, what
right.
America wants is results.
Exactly. And, we'll, you know, hold on to that thought. We will be right back with Xander Gibb with more on the lunatics running the asylum. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says even though the latest meeting with Democrats on a border wall was productive, the government shutdown could continue for months or years, but he hopes it'll only be days. And if he can't get Congress to go along with his plan?
But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly, and it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer following the meeting with President Trump.
We'll continue discussing, of course, but it's very hard to see how progress will be made unless they open up the government.
Trump in the Rose Garden also commented on the good jobs numbers.
It's a great number. I think it has a lot to do with the factories and with the companies that are moving back into the United States who have left, and now they're coming back to us instead of being in other countries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A couple of nitwits.
Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can catch us and live on our website, where we also have a chat room, and you can join in and comment when you are listening to the show. I am joined right now by Xander Gibb from XRAD Live, and we're talking about the lunacy in D.C. that's already happening. And I would like, Xander, first of all, for you to give us some predictions of what you think is going to happen as a result of these people being cray-cray.
Well, I think for that, I need to kind of rewind a little. I think we're being infiltrated. I really do. And I cannot get past the fact that they're electing representatives that are being sworn in on the Quran and not the Bible. You know, we're a Judeo-Christian country. I'm going to get on T-shirts. I'm going to give them away for free. Because when you're canceling out our rights and freedoms for the freedoms of people that weren't born here, or that, you know, there's no blood been shed for those people. You know, the blood that was shed was for our rights and freedoms as Americans. And it can only decline. And this is why we have to continue to fight against it. Because I don't care what you call me, whether not you personally, but, you know, people say I'm racist because I support Donald Trump and because I want the best for the United Kingdom and America. And I want the money spent in both countries to be spent on people that are from this country and that are paying into that system. I don't care what you call me, and I will fight till the death to make these things improve, but we will be in a steep decline if we do not start to address this very soon. But I have to say, I don't blame Donald Trump for this, because everyone has an agenda for what they want him to do. You know, build the wall yesterday, put Hillary in prison yesterday, put Obama in jail yesterday. I mean, I'm all for all of those things, you know, last week and the week before. But it has to be done systematically and correctly, and I think he's doing a fabulous job right now.
Yeah, no, I think he is doing what he can. He's been fought against by people in his own party. I mean, I'm sure you heard what that nitwit Mitt Romney did in his op-ed just the other day, right?
I sure did.
And I could tell you, I was under Mitt Romney in Massachusetts when he was governor, and he screwed us with universal health care, and he screwed us with gun control. So, and I tried to warn Utah, but they didn't listen. apparently. But these are some of the people besides the crazies on the left that Trump is fighting, and they're within his own party.
Absolutely. And that's a concern. But, you know, this is the thing about Mitt Romney and lots of people that speak out against Donald Trump. They're not doing it because they believe in these things. They're actually doing it for attention. I mean, let's face it, Mitt Romney is a long way away from the presidency. And, you know, it has to be pretty tough on a two-time presidential loser, you know, with the Donald sitting in the Oval Office. When he lost the Republican nomination to John McCain in 2008, he came across as, you know, slightly classy. And then when he lost to old Blamo, we thought he had a glass jaw. But when he repeatedly got on his high horse to sabotage Mr. Trump and the presidential campaign in 2016, we realized it was just an opportunistic sleaze bag. And that is exactly what he is.
Well, do you know what we call them in Mass? We call them Mittens.
Really?
Yeah, that was his nickname, Mittens Romney, because he didn't have any cojones.
I've heard him called lots of things, you know, things that rhyme with mitt that we're not allowed to say on this show, but I've never heard him called mittens before, but it is,
you know,
the thing is that he might have a high IQ, but he's actually a political moron. How can you call yourself a Republican if you're working against the ideologies of your party in order to make yourself more popular? Because he's not more popular in my eyes. Is he in yours?
No, God, he wasn't in mine in the first place. But, yeah, when I heard that he, of all people, he did this, I thought, why would you do this? You're sworn into office, and then the first thing you do is slam your president? What is wrong with you exactly? And, you know, I'm pretty sure the people of Utah voted for Trump because they're not morons. But
no.
Why would that be your first, you know, thing out of the gate? What, so you can get on PMSNBC?
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's clearly got an axe to grind. And the thing is that, you know, I saw people saying again today, like they did when he ran for the presidency, you know, he ran to be the nominee. And people are saying, oh, this is because he's a Mormon. It's not because he's a Mormon. It's because he's a moron. This is nothing to do with his religiosity. This is about his inability to deal with the fact that he lost twice. Just get on with it. You're lucky you're able to be whatever you are in Utah. You know, really, just shut up. Take the paycheck. Take the car and whatever else goes with it and do some good. Because clearly you're more about self-promotion than about making America better.
Well, and again, I don't understand, you know, why. You know, maybe a couple months from now, maybe say Trump came out and did something really egregious, right? And I'm not talking about his Twitter, because his Twitter feed's a whole different ballgame. But, you know, say Trump came out and did something really egregious that Romney disagreed with, and he came out. I'm not expecting anyone to ever just 100% agree with the president. But to come out day one after you get, you know, sworn into office, it just comes off as stupid as Elizabeth Warren's announcement for president. And, she's another Massachusetts idiot.
Can I just grab a beer while you tell me more about that? Go on.
Drinking a beer. She drank a beer because she's so cool.
The only thing she didn't do was burp and, you know, pull up her jeans. Why did you have to thank your husband for being in your house? I mean, doesn't the guy live there? Are they estranged? What is she trying to tell us? I mean, my first thought was I saw Elizabeth Warren is running for president in 2020. I was like, which wine club?
But, yeah, I laughed when I saw the news, but I couldn't even watch it because I can't. There's some people, and it's mostly women, there's some people I just can't listen to because I would rather stick needles in my eyes. And she's one of them. Her voice just, it's like fingernails down a chalkboard over and over and over again. And she's a moron on top of it, so that makes it even worse because everything she says is just dumb. But, yeah, I heard about that, thanking her own husband. It's like, maybe he doesn't usually live there. Maybe he lives out in the man cave in the backyard or something. Because, well, you know, she lives in Cambridge, and it's really a pricey area, so.
I'm guessing she's not that easy to live with. But the other person that kind of would be high up on that list for me is Nancy Pelosi. If you go back and look at video of Judy Garland when she was at the height of her drug addiction, this is exactly what Nancy Pelosi is like now. You know, can't speak, slurs, sounds like they're knitting with their teeth, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, she's doing a great Judy Garland impersonation. I'm just expecting her any moment to come out with, clang, clang, clang went the trolley. I mean, this is the truth. It really is.
Oh, now I'm going to think of that every time I see her talk. That's not even right. I'm going to blame you.
Someone with these good video skills needs to marry the song Zing With the Strings of My Heart to her. To her, you know, like they take the video of her talking and overdub it with Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. If you're out there,
you know what kills
skills, do it and send it to me. I'll give you $50.
You know what kills me about Nancy Pelosi is her fake hand motions. Like, it's like she someone told her at some point in her lifetime, you need to use your hands when you speak. Now, I don't know if she's actually Italian. I think her husband might be, but if you're naturally use your hands when you speak, that just goes, you know, it flows naturally, but she clearly doesn't. And it's just like robotic. It's just like she thinks in her head, oh, I'm speaking. I have to move my hand. Oh, right now. It drives me insane.
I mean, it's one thing to do it occasionally, but when you do it, like, with every word, with every gesture, with every commentary, it's like, it's too much. It really is. Just stop.
Well, and that's why you notice that it's robotic.
Yeah. We need to buy her one of those. You know when you're in the studio and you're doing a voiceover, and in front of the mic they have this guard to stop you spitting all over the mic? We need to buy one of those for Nancy Pelosi.
Maybe we should just smack her hands with a stick every time she does it too much. I think
Please,
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Xander Gibb talking about the lunatics in D.C. and how they've taken over the asylum. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I am joined tonight by Xander Gibb, who almost just got me in trouble for laughing when we weren't supposed to be laughing. Xander, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me. Will you just tell people before I forget, because I'm having so many computer issues that I'll probably lose track of the time, will you tell people where they can find you before we end your segment tonight?
Absolutely. You can find everything at XanderGibb.com. The show is 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern on Friday night. And you can also find me at any good pizza shop down in the village on the weekend.
I love pizza, because you're in New York City, right?
I'm not right now. I'm in the UK, but usually I'm in New York City. That's where I hail from.
That's where you hail. They have some good pizza there, though.
Better than Boston. Joe reckons the best pizza is in Boston, but it's not. It's definitely in New York.
Okay, there's good pizza in Boston, but there's nothing like a big New York slice of pie.
No, definitely not.
I kind of have to see. Joe isn't here to defend himself, but I New York City pizza is just there's yeah, it's really good. So I might have to have some pizza later. Although it's getting a little late here. So what other things have you seen in the past couple of days that have made you shake your head and just roll your eyes with what these people are doing?
Well, I'm kind of concerned that all of this is so circular that it's actually causing hate towards conservatives and conservative commentators. You know, I myself have had death threats in my career. I mean, they've been mostly from my family, but, you know, I've had them. But when I heard this week that Dr. Michael Savage, you know, someone sent an email to a restaurant that he frequents and said, you know, if you serve this guy again, I'm going to come and shoot the place up. It's kind of, it's this trickle-down hate. And it comes from the top with the Democrats, and it trickles down,
yep.
You know, into the general public. And when people like Michael Savage are getting threatened, we're all at risk. And the concern for me is that if I've got to be killed speaking the truth, then that's fine, you know. You know,
right.
The Lord can come tonight and take me. But I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to make a difference. And if I have to be threatened and treated this way in order to make a difference, then that is what I have to do.
You know, it's interesting because when I opened up the show, I was talking about the hate and how Democrats ginned up so much hate among their supporters towards Trump that they can't roll it back now. It's too late. That train left the station, and they have to keep going with it, or they'll
right.
lose their supporters.
You're absolutely right.
Because they went too far.
They
went too far.
They did. Yep. But here's the thing that there are. I don't know if you know this about me, but you know, I was a Democrat. You know, I was a lifelong Democrat. You know, both here in the UK, with that equivalent and in the United States. And the thing that made me stop and turn around is that I actually started questioning the things that they were saying. And when you authenticate the things that people say, because we should all do this with whoever is telling us things, whether it's the Republicans, conservative media, whatever it is, we should always authenticate what's being told to us, because every news outlet has a propensity towards gearing the news towards whoever is paying their wages. And the concern is for me is that if we don't authenticate these things, then we become a part of that. But essentially what I did was I said, no, this is not right. You know, and I had friends who were conservatives. You know, I'm openly gay. I was told that Republicans hated me because I'm gay. We're fed this lie, as you know, Democrats are fed these lies and this narrative. And when you actually start to ask questions, the Democrats don't want you anymore because they want subservient people who are going to hate and do these things in a pre-programmed way. And that, to me, is very scary because I don't want to be part of any organization that tells me what to think. Because I'm not an automaton, and I'll decide for myself what I want to believe.
Well, and that's what I always tell people as well. I'm a lifelong independent, and I'll always tell people, don't believe anything anyone tells you. Verify it. When I write articles, I add all kinds of links linking to the actual factual evidence I'm talking about. But you don't have to believe that. Go to those articles, read them, and see what they're linking to, or find other ones that are saying the same type of thing. But, you know, people, unfortunately, I don't know if they just think these people have some kind of authority over them when they don't, or think these people are smarter than them, and they aren't. Well, I guess you could say in some ways they are if they're getting people to just buy hook, line, and sinker, whatever they're saying. But they just believe these people. I had someone tell me today that it was because Obamacare passed because Obamacare wasn't so good because Republicans did something and it couldn't pass the way Democrats wanted it. And I'm like, Democrats control both the House and the Senate. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
And another person believed the same thing. I'm like, I don't believe these people believe this lie. And it's not the first time I've heard someone say that. So a Democrat say that, and I'm like, they really think that Democrats didn't just create this monster trash heap of a mess all on their own, and that somehow Republicans helped create the Obamacare mess.
I think part of the problem is that, you know, America is a huge, is a vast country. And so, you know, yep. Per capita, there are more stupid people, in the vast land of America. And unfortunately, most of them vote Democrat. And the concern is that if you're not questioning everything, then you're a zombie. And I challenge any Democrat, you know, they can't have civil discourse with you. They can't talk about the fact because they're indoctrinated. And you've got to step out of that indoctrination in order to be able to see what is actually going on in the United States rather than what they're telling you is going on in the United States.
Right. And, you know, I give people a little bit of, I cut people slack because for years we all thought, you know, the mainstream media was just giving us straight news, right? And I thought that. I was one of those people. I thought that. I listened, I read the New York Times, the Boston Globe, you know, watched CBS, NBC, whatever. And I always thought they were straight up giving us just reporting like journalists are supposed to report. And God, was I wrong. And it was when I questioned something that they weren't doing, and I started looking into it, that I realized they weren't even telling us the truth. They weren't,
yeah.
Or they were not telling us the whole story, or they were exaggerating something based on their bias. And I have not listened to the mainstream media in probably 10 years because of that. And those are the people that, it was the media that turned me into a political activist, because the truth needed to be out there, and most people thought they were telling it, and they weren't.
No.
Unfortunately.
I mean, I can't pinpoint exactly when it happened, but it went from being, you know, that the news would actually report the facts of what happened, and they went to a point where they were presenting their opinions on what they felt had happened. And it's an unfortunate
right.
thing, but most people cannot decipher between the two. And that is concerning. You know, I've seen news reports where they've actually stood at events while they've been happening and misrepresented them. And I sat there shaking my head. So you've got to be pretty stupid not to say, hey, wait a minute, schmo, that's not the way that that's happening. The building is burning down and it's nearly gone. Not that it's salvageable. You know what I mean?
Right. No, and that's the sad thing. You know, people don't have time. They have busy lives. You know, this is why conservatives have had a real issue with losing the culture war, quote unquote, because they've been living their own lives and, you know, leaving other people alone. Well, guess what? The left hasn't been leaving other people alone. They've taken over the schools. They've taken over the media. They've taken over Holly weirdos. It's a problem, and it's what's sort of directing our society in this downward spiral of a path, and why I don't think personally that this hatred and this horrifying behavior is ever going to go away. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or if it was Mother Teresa and she was the president of the United States, because if she was a Republican, they would still hate her. It doesn't matter.
They would say she was a whore in a tea towel, and the Democrats would believe it. And the huge concern for me is that, you know, Democrats, if there is any Democrats listening to this show, you know, wake the heck up, you know, walk away and stop being a slave on a plantation, whatever the color of your skin, because that's what the Democrats are doing to you.
Yep, exactly. So tell us again, before we go, where we can find you.
ZanderGibbs.com. I will see you all there, and I'll see you next week on The Real Side.
Thank you so much, Xander, for joining me. Stay tuned, everyone. We will be back at 10 o'clock or on the next hour. Sorry, I'm going on East Coast time, and we'll be joined by Lisa Freeman. New Year's resolutions.